Blog Talk Radio.
Well, okay. Okay. Well, actually, Ron is not here, and I'm not sure. Yeah, I think my audio is going out. Let me bring our guest on. I believe he's already on the line. He's been on for a bit. This is Mike with you, and I believe Ron is out there somewhere, but he's having some issues. So hold on just a second. Let me try and bring him on here. It should say that he's on. Are you there? Can you hear me? Adam?
Hi there, Mike.
Hi. Good. You can hear me? Okay.
I can hear you all right. Yes. How are you?
Sorry about that. Good. This is Mike. I'm usually the producer, behind the scenes person, and Ron is the host. And I'm not sure what happened to him. I know we had some major storms yesterday evening, and I'm not sure if that might have taken him out. We had a power outage here for I don't know, a couple of times, and but he might have been affected by that. I'm not real sure. So I saw you on hold, and I thought, well, let me see if I can get in and get you on the air. So here we are. So I'll try and wing it until, you know, if he gets up and running or what happens. Thursday show, that's what we were talking about. We're like, hey, we're going to be on Sunday. Yay. You know, it's going to be a morning time, something different for us, and all ready for it. And then yesterday night, it just, I don't know, the storms were just terrible. But hopefully he's okay and everything's good there. I just haven't heard from him yet. So we have on the phone here, on the line, we have Adam Williams. You are the sales director, Balfour Winery?
Yeah, sales director.
Yeah, okay.
Correct, yeah.
And, Balfour. Yeah, and you're not in the States. You're on the other side of the pond, which is, we've had a few guests like that before, but it's been a while and it's unusual. But the because of the time difference, here we are on Sunday. So Sunday morning, it seemed to be convenient for everybody around, at least what we were told. So here we are, and welcome to the show. If you would, I think I already told everybody who you were, but who you are again and where you are would be good. Just let
us
know.
Thank you. Well, firstly, thanks for having me on, Mike. Yeah, it's lunchtime here, and I'm in London at the moment. I live in London, and our winery is in Kent, so the very southeast of the country. So I'm the sales director for Balfour. So I've been, you know, in the wine industry for, you know, over 20 years, and a lot of that in Champagne. But for the last 6 or 7 years, I've been working with English wine, which has been very exciting.
Wow. Okay. So over, excuse me, over 20 years and all in England, in that area.
Yeah. So I worked for a large retailer over here first, and did my wine exams. And, you know, after leaving university college, not really knowing what to do, but I went into. So I ended up in the wine industry, which is what happens to a lot of people when they don't know what to do. And then I worked for Moët Hennessy for some time. So working with Cruz and Dom Perignon and Ruinart and Veuve Clicquot and some fantastic brands like that. So, you know, which was a brilliant experience. But, you know, English wine is, you know, the excitement and the growth of English wine is been, I've always kept my eye on. So joining English wine industry about 7 years ago, and even 7 years ago, it was, you know, it's still a very small industry. Not many people were talking about it. Not many people had been had tasted it. We weren't exporting any wines, but I always saw the potential for English wine, and saw it was a really exciting place to be. So, you know, as soon as I saw an opportunity and found a company who wanted my expertise, I jumped at it, and it's been a rollercoaster ride. But something, you know, if I think about, where we've come from in those 7 years as an industry. It's, you know, we've come on so quickly, and there's a, you know, huge growth ahead, which is, you know, ahead of us, which is exciting too.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's the kind of trend that we'd like to hear about. So that's always a good thing. You said wine exams. So do you have certifications or exams?
Yeah, so WSET. I'm not sure if you have WSET over there, Wine and Spirits Education Trust. So all the exams up to diploma. I decided to stop before doing my Master of Wine. I wanted to keep some sanity, so I stopped before going into that. But yeah, all the way up to diploma. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, congratulations. We've heard of and have talked to people about the WSETs, and it's a process for sure. It's not it's not a simple feat to gain. A lot of work goes into that.
Absolutely.
So how long have you been with Balfour, you said? Was it 7?
So I've been with Balfour about 6 or 7 years. I joined Balfour when Balfour planted their first vineyard in 2002. So the winery's been going for, you know, it's our 20th anniversary this year. But really only is when I joined in 6 or 7 years ago, we were still, you know, a relatively small winery. And actually, you know, most English wineries were relatively small then. We were making, you know, 100,000 bottles, something like that, selling to retail, only doing a little bit of exports. We're now probably sort of third or fourth biggest English winery, making sparkling and still. So that's, you know, a lot of growth over that time. But that's, alongside the rest of the industry as well, which has been growing as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other? I was trying to go to the. I found the website here. So you do regular wine and you do sparkling, or is it strictly sparkling?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, we make sparkling and still. So about 30% of our production is still wine, and about 70% is sparkling. Not all English wineries make still wines. You know, some dedicate themselves solely to sparkling. And there's some wineries that make a little bit of still. We've always seen real potential and a future for English still wines right from when we started. So Erin Elias, our head winemaker, who's been making English wine for 30 years, has always seen the potential for English wine. So we've, you know, made sure we're planting the right vines, the right clones in the right places to make great quality, you know, English still wine. I think, you know, if the still wine is made as a secondary to the sparkling, the quality isn't there. But if you're planting the right clones in the right places, I think there's some superb examples of English still wine to go alongside, you know, the sparklings, which, you know, the reputation for our sparkling wines as an industry now is there now. We were certainly in the UK, you know, it's accepted that the quality of the traditional method English sparkling wines is right up there with, you know, with anything you can get from other countries. The perception of the still wines is a little bit behind that. It's 2 or 3 years behind that. But again, in the last year or so, probably longer than that, 2 or 3 years, that people are really acknowledging the potential and the quality of English stills. Light-bodied English stills, ours are predominantly Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. We actually made a still Pinot Meunier as well, but predominantly those grape varieties.
Mm. Okay. And what sort of grapes do you have there? What is your primary or?
Yeah, so on our estate we plant four main grape varieties: so Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and Pinot Meunier for our sparklings. But we also have a lot of Champagne clones. We also have a lot of Burgundy clones for still wines. We have a grape variety called Bacchus. Bacchus is an interesting grape variety. You see a lot in the UK. It's a hybrid grape from. There's some Moliturgau in there. There's a bit of Riesling in there. It makes a very expressive still wine. You see it sometimes in sparkling, but predominantly still wine. So it's those four grape varieties. We've also planted a little bit of Pinot Blanc We've got a little bit of Arban and Petit Meslier on the estate. Arban and Petit Meslier are, you know, old traditional Champagne grape varieties. They're two of the seven permitted Champagne grape varieties. So we have a small amount of that planted on the estate, which we put into our sparklings and some of our stills, which are very interesting. We've planted some Albarino, we've planted some Gamay, we've planted more Petit Meslier, because I think that's a really interesting grape variety for the future. So there's a range of different grape varieties, but you know, the majority is the three core Champagne grape varieties that you'd expect.
Nice. Yeah. Last Thursday we were talking, we just kind of touched the surface of hybrid grapes, and we were saying that the hybrids could be the grapes of the future. I remember Ron was talking about that. It was kind of interesting, and I thought he mentioned that that particular Bacchus hybrid grape. So
yeah.
I thought that was kind of interesting how it kind of related to – you just said that. I go, hey, we just talked about that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
very good.
It's a grape variety quite well known here. People will drink and enjoy a lot of Bacchus. Some people refer to it as sort of like a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. I think it's not quite so true, but, you know, there's certainly similarities with that that grape variety. Our climate here is suited to the traditional grape varieties though at the moment. So I think, you know, as a country we're moving away from hybrids, which were planted quite a lot in the 70s and 80s because they were easier to grow and the yields were higher. As you know, we're moving back towards viniferous varieties like Chardonnay and Pinot Noir.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that area that you're in, about the climate. Is it warm? Do you have bad winters? Is it, what kind of elevation are we talking? Is it rolling hills and all that? What's it like?
I don't think anyone's ever called England warm. It might be for one or two days a year. We're cool climate. You know, we're getting warmer, obviously, with climate change, and that's one of the reasons why you're seeing more high-quality, wines out of this country. You know, it's a sad thing to say, but that is the truth. There's a lot more factors than that. Sometimes people think it's just just the change in climate, and there's certainly more factors than that. But, you know, we are still cool climate, and there's a lot of vintage variation. We've just... Had a pretty cool vintage in 2021, and we suffered from, a lot of the issues that France had in 2021, like Chablis. It was a cool, wet year, so, our yields can go up and down considerably depending on the conditions of that year. 2018 was a brilliant year, quality and quantity. It was perfect, and vintages like that you see, the wines that come out of vintages of years like that. They're superb. Winters aren't too much of a problem. We don't go particularly cold, certainly not cold enough to do any damage in the vineyards, but it's times now. We've had a relatively warm few weeks now, so obviously we're all on frost watch at the moment. Touch wood, everything looks fine at the moment, but this is the key time for us. Your frosts in spring and autumn, and if it's too wet in summer, they're our biggest concerns, and yields will go up and down accordingly. So there are big climatical factors, but we've had a run of good vintages. 2017, we were hit by a bad frost that took out a lot of the vineyards in France as well. So the conditions we have aren't too dissimilar. We have the same issues that much of France do as well.
Yeah. What about? Do you have any issues with? We have insects that attack the vines here. Bugs, insects. Do you have those same kind of issues there with we have a glassy wing sharpshooter and there's just all kinds of insects out here that go after the vines, and you have to keep watch on that as well. Do you have those issues there?
Yeah, a little bit. I think less so here. I think it's more the weather that is the issue. We have a little bit of that here, like everyone else does. That we, you know, we have to keep an eye on, particularly around harvest. But it's not, you know, there are other factors we need to be keeping an eye on a bit more. It's, you know, it's the sunshine that, you know, that if we are struggling, it's the sunshine that we're lacking, and too much rainfall. But you know, even in difficult years like we had last year, which, you know, was with everything all in, was, you know, one of the most difficult in the last 20 years, there's still some fantastic wines, both still and sparkling, that are able to be made because of the advances in the winemaking and the clonal selection and the way, you know, the attention to detail that the top English wineries are putting in now, even in difficult years with low yields. You know, the quality of the wine is still fantastic. We've made some of our best still wines from 2021 that I've tasted. So, you know, even in difficult years, we're producing really high quality wines.
Yeah, very good. And I also noticed on the website that you also do beer and cider. Is that affiliated with Balfour? It says Jake's Beer.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so we're based on an estate called Hushy's Estate, which is this beautiful 400-acre estate. We're 45 minutes on the train from London. So, you know, one of the exciting things about English wine is our proximity to London. You know, you can come to London, you can come to our vineyards, and within an hour,
I think we disconnected. Actually, it looks like we disconnected. Okay. Well, across the pond, somebody pulled the plug. We're still live. We were talking with Adam Williams from Balfour Winery in United Kingdom. Things happen. And hopefully he'll get back on here. He had a long phone number. I don't know if I could dial that from here. And still haven't heard from Ron. sent a message to him. Not sure what happened to Ron. Adam, hopefully you can call back in. And we'll continue where we left off. This is the part where I could play some music. See if he calls back in the next couple of minutes. I did not touch the buttons. I was looking at something else, but all of a sudden he stopped mid sentence, and that was it. So we'll see if he calls us back. Realizes he's got cut off for some reason, and could have been a connection or something. I don't know. We were talking with Adam Williams. He's the sales director at Balfour Winery, located, hold on a second, I had a long address, Five Oak Lane in Staplehurst, Tonbridge, United Kingdom. And he says it's in Kent, and it's about a 45-minute train ride from London on a 400-acre estate. So hopefully he calls back in. This would not be cool. And we're still waiting for Ron. Let's go, Ron. We could play some music here. What do we all want to hear? Taking your request right now. Come on, Ron. Adam, call back. I don't know what happened. We got disconnected. Oh, boy. I don't know. Maybe he had another call or something. Could have happened as well. It's 1:23 p.m. in the afternoon now in London, and 8:23 p.m. local time here. And we were talking about 20 minutes with Adam, and who was in the United Kingdom, and all of a sudden got disconnected. Not sure what happened there. Maybe he had another call. Maybe something else came up. Not sure. write a note here. I'm still logging everything that happens on the show, and have not heard back from Ron either. So let's see if we can hang on for a little bit and see if we find out what happened to Adam. Dang, I should try to sell ad space if you'd like to purchase this moment of silence for an advertisement. Please do so. Balfour Wines, Balfour Winery. If you go to the website, it's Balfour, Balfour Winery.com. Very, very nice website, and it does. I like the overview video on the top of the page near the header, which is really cool. And part of what's Hush Heath Estate, we were just getting ready to talk about their beers and whatever what they're doing as well there. So, and then we got Disconnected, located 5 Oak Lane, Staplehurst, Kent, in the UK. And it is 1:25 p.m. there. We got disconnected from Adam some reason. I'm not sure. But you go to their website and click on shop at the very top, and you'll see all their products. They actually have a port. Wow, I didn't even just saw that. It's like the first wine up there. It's a port. Interesting. A Brut Rosé. They have Blanc de Blancs and quite a good selection here for sure. Pinot Noir. I was going to ask also about their distribution and shipping, and we didn't get that far. We got disconnected for some reason. I don't know if it was maybe Blog Talk Radio or if it was on his end. Maybe he had a call. I don't know. Check the studio here. Nope, still shows that no connection. We're still on live on YouTube and on our Facebook page, and just waiting to see if Adam reconnects here. Give him a few more minutes to find out what's what happened for some reason. I don't know what's going on, but if you go to their website, BalfourWinery.com, click on shop, you can see the different wines that they offer, and decently priced, I think. I think they're very reasonable, affordable. And we were just getting to going to talk about their beer and cider, and we got disconnected somewhere. I don't see him reconnecting here. Also, have not heard from Ron this morning. We did have some major storms run through yesterday evening, kind of late in the evening, and hopefully that was not he was not affected by that, but he's out for. Let me put change that. there we go. Host Mike. Yeah, this is the first. Let's see what else. We'll go back into some of. We'll go back to their website here. They make Balfour Winery is making over 400,000 bottles of still and sparkling wines each year, and is one of England's most respected and renowned wineries, combining world-class winemaking with a spirit of innovation. And that is from their About Us page on the website. I'm speaking because somewhere we lost Adam, and if he can rejoin the call, that'd be great. If not, I'll just try and wing it and for a few more minutes. Wanted to talk about distribution, if there is a way to get the wines here in the States, or if it's strictly there. I'm not sure what their laws are, but there's some fantastic photos of the winery, the estate. Hold on a second. It was Hush Heath Estate, and there's some really, really nice photos there of the estate. And he says they're a 45-minute train ride from London in Kent, and just a really, really beautiful area. And I believe they do wine tasting. They have a membership, and let's see what they have as far as hotels. Yeah, there you go. There's they offer some information about different pubs and hotels on the website as well. Yeah, there's some good information on the website. So if you get a chance, visit Balfour Winery on the web, Balfour, B-A-L-F-O-U-R, winery.com, and check him out for more information. Still trying to see if he's going to rejoin us. I'll give him a couple more minutes, and we'll see what happens. We were talking about 820, just getting into the beers and wines, and next thing I know, it was quiet, and I looked up, and it said the call was disconnected. So I don't know if it was his end, maybe he had something else go on, or if it was our end, but just trying to talk there. Let's see where we're at here. They are members of the Wine Garden of England and accredited Gold Award 2018 by Visit England. Well, that's good. That's, yeah. Definitely need to make plans to visit there. Let's see. What else? Trying to give you some more information on as much as I can. So it says they had the first harvest in 2004 with 10,000 bottles of Balfour Brut Rosé, and won a gold medal at the International Wine Challenge in 2007, which put Balfour Winery officially on the wine map. And it talks about the Balfour Lynn family. And Hush Heath Estate has been part of the Balfour Lynn family for three generations. And Richard and Leslie purchased a 400-acre farmland attached to Hush. The Balfour Winery story began. And just reading this off the website, folks, get some time in here and see if he can, if he rejoins us. I don't see him back on here. We were hoping Adam Williams would rejoin the call, but maybe something came up. And let's see, they are leading the way for English wine for sure. They've won some recent awards. A first for English red wines at the IWC had awarded the Red Miller, the National English Red Trophy. And this is the first time in the competition's 36-year history that an English red wine has received prestigious accolades and awards. They have quite a few. There's silver, decanter, gold. They've got a wine and spirit competition award, quite a few there. So, yeah, definitely something to look for. And I don't know if it's available here, but we're going to try and find out. We were talking with the sales director of Balfour Hush Heath Estate, Adam Williams, who is in the UK in Kent. And about 8:20 or so, about 12 minutes ago, he got somewhere, got disconnected. I wasn't touching any buttons or anything, and he got disconnected. So, well, that's odd. Now, yeah, there it goes. So, I thought I'd wait for him a minute or two and see what they do offer tours. You can, along with the wines, award world-class English wines, beers, and ciders, you can also visit some of the most vibrant flora and fauna in the area for nature and wine lovers alike. The estate offers an unparalleled experience. You can take a self-guided stroll through the beautiful vineyards, apple orchards, and ancient oak woodlands, or join an expert-led tour and tasting experience. Ooh, those are always fun. And the full estate tour and tasting is available April to October, so it is going on. And it begins with an expert-led tour of the vineyards, apple orchards, ancient woodlands, and wildflower meadows. And guests will learn about the winery and discover the winemaking process from grape to glass, which is always interesting. People think you go into the store and grab a bottle and that's all it is. It's a process. And the tour is followed by a guided tasting of six Balfour wines. And on Saturday and Sunday, the tour includes a visit to the state-of-the-art winery where guests will be shown the winemaking and production techniques used for our still and sparkling wines. You will also, midweek, you will enjoy a short film featuring head winemaker as he talks through the winemaking process used by Balfour Winery. So quite a bit. There's a really some cool stuff there at Balfour for sure. They also have cellar door tasting masterclass, and you get knowledgeable tour guides and a fun and relaxed tasting of 6 Balfour wines, and you'll learn the technique of wine tasting without all the bravado stuff. Then there's also an art and wine evening. It's the third Wednesday of the month. And you do need to book this, by the way. And that sounds like another cool thing. So wine and dine experience. And we're kind of moving up here on what is being offered. And this is a private transfer from the Marden train station. Huh, interesting. So let's see. Let me go back to the studio, see if there's anybody hanging there. Nope, I don't see that. And you can do a self-guided tour, which is free, and it's available all year round, and no booking is required. As I mentioned before, what you'll do is you'll pick up a map from the cellar door and explore the picturesque estate at your own pace with two designated routes to choose from. You can enjoy tranquility and stillness as you stroll through beautiful vineyards, apple orchards, wildflower meadows, and ancient oak woodlands. So you can do that for free all year round. And there's also a cellar door self-tutored tasting all year round. And there's just a nominal fee for that, but it'll give you an introduction to the portfolio at Balfour Wines with where you can sample 3 selected wines. And you can also credit some of that to a purchase over $20 from the retail shop. So quite a bit to do there for sure at Balfour Winery. And they do have, you can do dining as well. Take in the amazing views while you enjoy the great food and relax in the breathtaking countryside. And you look at the photos and it's very inviting. You definitely want to check that out. But they do have food platters and different dining options there. So definitely check that out. For more information, go to balfourwinery.com. That's BALFOUR winery.com, and check it out and see what they have to offer. That's Balfour Hush Heath Estate. And one last time, we were talking with Adam Williams on until about 8:20. He was talking about it was a 400-acre estate, 45-minute train ride from London. Wow, I'll get this. It's my own writing, too, and I can't read it. 45-minute train ride from London, and about 8:20, somewhere, we got disconnected and haven't had him come back on in 17 minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and probably close the show here, and we'll see if we can what happened there. I'm not sure where Ron went, but tried messaging him. We did have some major storms last night go through, mostly on where Ron is. He's on the west coast of Florida, and had some major storms run through there, and hope he's okay. Have not heard anything yet from him. And let me see if there's any additional here. Haven't heard from him, so we'll try and touch base with him in a little bit and see what happened. Hope everything's all right there with Ron. And but like I said, the storms came through, and power went out here in Central Florida a couple of times, but it wasn't anything lengthy. I came in here at the usual time, 15 minutes before the show, and he was not here. So went ahead and started the show a couple of minutes late because I'm not the one who normally starts the show, and decided to go that route and start with Adam Williams, the sales director at Balfour Hush Heath Estate, which is located in Kent, United Kingdom. So we were talking about that. No connections there. So we'll see if we can do another live show on Thursday. This Thursday would be May the 5th. we'll try another live show with Ron on Thursday. We'll see what happened with him, and you know, get you updated that way. And my apologies to Adam Williams with Balfour. I'm not sure what happened there. Like I said, disconnected at 8:20 a.m. He may have had another call, some other issue, but yeah, it wasn't something that we did knowingly on this end, unless it was Blog Talk Radio saying something. But he was on, had everything going. All right, I'm going to go ahead and close the show here. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in on this impromptu sort of live show on a Sunday. It is almost 8:40 a.m. Eastern time. We'll go ahead and close the show. And I want to thank you all. Have a great rest of the day and a good week ahead. And hopefully we'll have Ron here next week on this Thursday on the show. So we'll find out what happened and let you know. Anything else? I don't see anything in anybody in chat. We'll go ahead and close it out. And y'all have a great Sunday. And thank you. And Adam, if you're out there somehow listening to the end of this, thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it. And I wish we could have talked a little bit longer and gotten to know more about Balfour Winery. For those of you out there want to tune in or go check out Balfour Winery, go to BalfourWinery.com on the internet, B-A-L-F-O-U-R, winery.com for more information. Okay, we'll see you all Thursday. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Bye. This concludes tonight's broadcast of All About Wine.